Listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Some interesting questions of the day we threw out there for you. We'll go over some of those responses real easy. College football fans, who you got? The college football playoff semifinals, Clemson or Notre Dame? Jay Hardgrave, who you got? Clemson or Notre Dame?
I got Notre Dame.
I got Notre Dame, too. Jordan, enter.
Give me Clemson.
Clemson, of course you do. Also, who do you got? Alabama, Oklahoma. Okay.
Cleveland.
They may have a better chance than Oklahoma.
Jordan, Alabama, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Really?
Wow.
Upset.
Where are you going?
Alabama. I can't. Oklahoma can't stop Alabama.
I'm with you as well. They have a terrible defense. Ooh. We've gone 20 seconds without saying welcome to the weekend.
No, we could go longer.
We are coming to you live from Ditka's here on Thanksgiving Day, a day for giving thanks for or taking punishment from a team that is known as the Bears.
It is the Chicago Bears. An ESPN NFL analyst. He did it. He did it this morning.
Get Up.
On Get Up. You have to say the name of the show like that, right? I mean, you just can't say on Get Up on ESPN. It's Get Up.
Doesn't matter to me.
I hear you. Show really doesn't matter now. After their NFL analyst said something dastardly.
It's over.
Blasphemous for you Saints fans. His name, Louis Riddick. What did he say?
You were right. I did. The Chicago Bears to win the Super Bowl right now.
Let's just put it out there. Look, I believe in this, all right? I believe in ball control. I believe in running the football. I believe in being multiple in offense. And I believe in playing stifling defense with good special teams. Tell me where they can't do that. The key here is Mitch Trubisky. I've said it all year long,
yes.
Randy. Just don't turn the ball over. Hit the opportunistic big plays. And they have, look, 1 through 53, you tell me where they are so deficient roster-wise that they can't compete against anybody in the NFL. They're not.
I mean, I just, again.
Was that Uptown Ruler?
Again, go back to the Vegas list. Would you say Vegas knows or kind of gets a sense and feel?
Yeah, they do. I mean, they do miss a lot at the
they
beginning of the
like
year.
10.
But yeah. Look, I agree with what Louis Riddick said up until the point of you think the defense and the running game can carry you in the playoffs.
Six, eight, seven.
Seven.
There we go. I can't count fingers. Go ahead.
Mitch Trubisky at some point in the playoffs, your quarterback has to make plays.
Yes.
And that's the tough
yes.
part. That's where he loses me.
The stuff hits the fan.
And
everything
that's where the Saints
difficult.
Have a huge advantage
yes.
over everyone in the playoffs.
The Saints have an advantage as well as they have multiple players that can score a touchdown on a given play, on any kind of play. Oh, stop it.
The Bears have some weapons,
you know,
Gus.
Again,
Jordan Allen.
Let me ask you.
Jordan Howard.
Stop it. Let me ask you this. Why? Because you're poo-pooing on the Saints offense. It's over. They
I'm not saying
score.
It's over.
Why? Can you not see? They're not playing another member of the – they're banged up.
Like, I get that.
Hurt. They're not playing well because they're hurt
but
on
Gus,
the offensive line.
Who's saying
they're
going to be healthy in the playoffs?
And you got 2 weeks from now.
So what?
That's well, it's better than not.
Armstead was out how many weeks,
right.
And he re-injured the injury, the exact injury.
Then go massage him.
You
Make
think
him
he's going to be healthy in 2 weeks?
Well, you never know. Jordan's ready to miss the Miyagi him. Let's go.
I mean, look, teams are starting to figure the Saints out.
Do the teams still have Michael Thomas?
Yeah, the Saints still
do
have Michael Thomas.
Do the Saints still have Alvin Kamara?
Yes, they still do.
Do the Saints, more importantly, have Drew Brees?
Yes.
Do the Saints have a defense that are finding ways to make plays, turnovers, tackles, sacks?
That's the problem.
What do you mean the problem?
When you rely on turnovers, it eventually catches up with you.
How did they win the Super Bowl in 2009?
They weren't relying on turnovers
oh,
at the very end of the
God.
Game, Gus.
At the beginning of the season, that's all they did.
Look at what the Steelers did. If Ridley doesn't fumble a football, and I get it, they're punching the ball out. You know what happens in the playoffs?
He wasn't just running, waving to the crowd, and coughed off the ball.
But do you know what coaches preach, and it becomes a lot harder in the playoffs to get turnovers?
You're making the point that's driving me nuts with the national folks right now. That guy, Lewis Riddick, sitting there going, look at their defense, stifling it. How with one team can you give credit for the type of defense they're playing? Stifling, stopping the run, causing turnovers, punishing the quarterback. Are the Saints sacking a quarterback?
Yes. Yes.
Are the Saints causing turnovers?
Yes. Yes.
Were they not number one in stopping the rush?
Yes.
So why are you not giving them the same credit you're giving the Bears credit?
That's a fair enough point. But my point is with the Saints defense, they're relying too much on that turnover.
But
it takes one game. And look, let me compare it to something.
Christmas, they won three games without giving up a point in the second half.
Let me compare it to something. Remember several years ago when LSU was playing baseball and the possum runs out on the field? And remember how many games LSU won after in the last few innings? And LSU, something magical is happening here. Something magical is happening here. It took one game of LSU not being able to come from behind in the ninth inning, and it was over. It's going to take the Saints' defense one game not to get that turnover in the red zone, and it's going to be over. They've got to start putting teams away, Gus.
Did you watch Thursday? I mean Sunday?
Yes.
Like the Steelers?
Yes.
Right. Antonio Brown, Roethlisberger. Two of the top of their profession.
Yep.
Right? And their position group.
Yep.
Played out of their minds.
Yep.
Who won the game?
Saints.
They made plays, didn't they?
They made plays.
Okay. They made plays. So I'm asking you, like Lewis Riddick here in his infinite wisdom, the key here is Mitch Trubisky. Wow, congratulations. That's a reason the guy's no longer a GM on a team. The most important player on your team is your quarterback in the postseason.
Yes.
And you're telling me that despite him, they can win it. Look, man, they are not the 85 Bears. They're not the Ravens of yesteryear.
And that's
what he thinks they are. They're good. Okay, Khalil Mack has made some plays. I get it. I watched that game from start to finish. Jared Goff wasn't mentally prepared and ready for that game on the road in that goal. And they didn't blow them out.
No, it was a close game.
Exactly. He couldn't make a darn play to save his life. And then when they caught the ball, they coughed it up. It was like the Seattle effect. You have got to have a guy that can make a play. I'm with you. The Saints offense hasn't looked like they had in a couple of games because they don't have the line. Right? Now, in 2 weeks, give them some help, give them some sense, and then when it's all on the line, I don't need them to be healthy the entire game. I need them to be healthy that one drive that you're telling me about, and you know I have a Hall of Fame quarterback who's more than likely going to make the right read, who can also give the ball to, three to four people that can score or can't be covered. It can do whatever for you. There isn't another team in the NFC that does that.
I agree with you.
Other than the Rams, and Gurley's nicked up. They're not playing very well, and I will take 9 over Goff any day.
100% in agreement with you.
So who scares you then?
The question is, can a team get in front of the Saints and stay in front?
They don't have the offense.
Who?
The Bears.
But if the Bears get you in a 12-9 game, Gus, they don't need a lot of offense. The Bears' defense is that good. They might be able to keep it in a low-scoring game. If it stays in a 12-9
game. You realize the Giants beat them, right?
Yes.
Okay. The Giants.
You still got Khalil Mack. If he's healthy, and there's a chance he might not be healthy, and if he's not, they're not even going to be close to the NFC Championship game.
See what you started? I'm blaming you.
I was on this before last week.
It's unbelievable.
All I did was mention the Bears.
They're the most dynamic. They're the most, I mean, they are. They're their team. They're better than the Chiefs.
I think the Rams can come in here and beat us.
At least that makes sense. That was a team that was right there with the Saints battling for the top spot. Let me ask you this question. Is the Bears' success this season more about Chicago, what they've done, with their defense, or the lack of success of what the Packers have done, and the lack of success of what the Vikings have done, who went and made the move to go bring in Cousins because they thought they were a Super Bowl team. The Packers fired their head coach because, by the way, they were picked to go to the Super Bowl earlier this year as well. And the Lions, who were a playoff team, went out and got Patricia, and that team's terrible, but Stafford got $100 million. So how much success has the Bears really done or have those other teams regressed and not maybe played up to their potential? I'm not taking credit from them. They won it. But let's not make the Bears out to be
a team
in the NFC.
They're
man.
Not like the Come dominant on. Team, because here's the other one that you're putting into. You got a new coach with a new quarterback, and teams don't know what their tendencies are yet. By the time they get to the playoffs, I think that'll come back to bite them a little bit, because people
is
have
making
some.
Making Nagy out to be, you know, McVay and Peyton. So the guy gives it to an offensive lineman at the 1 yard line. He's not giving it to him at the 40-yard line, and he's running an option with him. I mean,
no.
They're calling Nagy this offensive
He's done
genius.
A good job. No, but he's done a good job. You can't argue with the fact that the guy's done a good
Y'all
job.
Y'all are making me seriously.
I'm just getting started because we haven't even brought up the Eagles yet.
Oh, come on.
The Bears.
You know, I mean, seriously.
That's the team you better be watching out for.
There's a chance Sunday that this team in the Dome can win 14 games, can go 7-1 at home, 7-1 on the road, and you two clowns are trying to tell me that one team that's not in the playoff picture right now, the Eagles, and you that has another guy on ESPN saying, well, they can win despite their quarterback, can come in and win.
Hey, remember
that's
a couple
what you're all trying to tell me right now.
I'm also afraid of the Seahawks, but you know.
Remember a couple years ago?
It's unbelievable. I can't believe this.
You remember a couple
no
years ago?
No one buys the Saints then. No one, people in this city aren't buying them, huh? You're not buying them.
I like being the underdog.
Remember a couple years ago when Golden State was chasing the record for the most wins in the season? How'd that work out for them?
This is true.
Sports Hangover continues next. Uptown Ruler will come to you out of the break. I'm going to go take a walk. We'll be back. It's the Sports Hangover.
It's not the slam
Somebody
dunk everybody
help me
thinks
here.
It is.
Am I the only one Saints fans that, I mean, seriously, listen to these two guys.
The first one saying they were going to win the Super Bowl.
800-998-1003. Sports Hangover continues next. 132 Royal Street on ESPN New Orleans.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online oldsaint.com.
If pests are pestering you, call the experts at Terminix. They'll rid your home or business of disease-carrying rats, mice, roaches, spiders, even crazy ants. Call your local pest control experts at Terminix for a free inspection. Terminix also offers home insulation. In La Rose, call 693-3152. That's 693-3152. 693-3152. Terminix. Power over pests.
Deciding when and how to retire is one of the most important financial decisions you'll ever make. Do you take a lump sum? Do you have to pay taxes on this money? How do you invest during retirement to make sure you don't outlive your income? What health insurance plans are available? With such an overwhelming number of questions, the most important decision you can make is to seek the advice of a trusted, qualified advisor. Chris Godet has served the area for over 12 years and has the expertise to work with you to find the right solutions. Give Chris Godet a call at 632-6049.
Come see us at Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy to hear about ways we may be able to save you money on your prescription medications. We accept most major insurances, and we also offer discounts through our 340B prescription program. Our friendly staff will take the time to review your prescriptions with you and assist in figuring out which programs will save you the most money. Come by our location in Frank's Supermarket in La Rose or call 693-9260 for more information. We look forward to being your community pharmacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collecting collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
New Orleans Pelicans basketball. Do it big.
Lob for the rim. One-hand alley-oop. Smashed down by Anthony Davis. No, he didn't. Picks it up, shoots for three. Good, good, good. Drew Holiday.
Hi, this is Sean Kelly. Join John DeShazer and me as the Pelicans take on the Minnesota Timberwolves Monday at 7
on ESPN Radio, New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Mark Shafisi stopped by and hung out in the studio last week. Was it last week, Jordan the intern? I don't remember.
Yes,
what
it was last
week.
He
says, you know, Jay Hargrave, You're harping on the fact that the Saints' defense relying on turnover. Do you not remember, arguably, the single greatest play in franchise history?
Yeah, Tracy Porter.
Uh-huh. What was that, by the way? What was that play?
Interception. And how did he intercept
what's
the ball?
An interception called?
Turnover.
A turnover.
How did he do that?
He stepped in front of the play.
Because he recognized it off of film.
Yeah, exactly.
You think maybe the Saints' offense is getting recognized off of film by the defenses?
You're unbelievable.
He's got an answer for everything.
He's unbelievable.
No, I agree with Jay.
You don't think that the defense is getting a read on Peyton's play calling?
You know what? I don't even know what to say with you two. I really don't.
My point is, Gus,
no,
is this.
My point is, four undrafted rookie free agents was the headline that caught touchdowns against the Dirty Birds on Thanksgiving. Once some of these guys started going down and getting injured, which they won, by the way, other than Dallas, all of a sudden, the offense stinks. I got people texting me Drew Brees is hurt. Something's wrong with Kamara. You're telling me they figured out Peyton. It's unbelievable.
Here's the thing.
It's unbelievable. It really honestly is.
Watch the game with the Steelers?
Uptown Ruler. What you got on the Sports Hangover?
Look here, give me those two guys' name. I'm going to put those two guys' name on the police so they can pick them up.
On come the on down to Old Saint, Uptown Ruler.
The paddy wagon. Yeah,
I'm going to put them in the paddy wagon so they can miss the game. That sounds like a good idea. Lock them up.
It does.
So they can miss the game.
I'm with you, man.
Don't get Gus going.
I
want
to watch the game, though.
Well, you're not watching anything.
Y'all need to be locked up. Y'all need to be locked up on the wanted list.
Yeah. I mean, do you hear? Go ahead.
I think the Saints is going to go to the Super Bowl, like I told you when they in the beginning. Remember I told you the Saints was going to the Super Bowl, and you said, yeah, I'm going to remember that? Now these guys, man. those two guys there, they need to be locked up before the Super Bowl, okay? So they can miss it, and we can tell them all about it when they get out.
Okay.
Anyway, that's another story. Anyway, if Alvin Kamara is hurt, don't you think it would be ready in 2 weeks?
Yes. Look, I do think, and talking with not only Alexander, but also texting back and forth with Robert Meacham, it's an extra week. It's almost like a bye week, and it really honestly does. Look, like they all say, no one is 100% healthy right now, not even Drew. They're sore. Everyone is like that. But getting that extra week going into the postseason is going
to help. I don't think what's his name? Nick for Philadelphia is all that healthy.
Nick Foles?
Nick Foles. No, I don't think he's all that healthy.
Look, I'll say this. I think that that extra week is going to help because other teams that have to come in here have to go play a full game and then go do that. So
yeah, that'll help the Saints tremendously.
Exactly right. Hey, Uptown Ruler, before we let you go, what is the one thing on top of everything else that you're looking forward to seeing on Sunday? What do you want to see the most Sunday?
I want to see an intercept run all the way back. A pick six by the Saints.
So you just want to see a play, not anything in particular. You just want to see Jay Hargrave, a turnover, return for a touchdown.
I want to see a pick six and a fumble run back. Those are the two things I want to see.
All right. 14 points off the defense, Jay.
And that's highly possible with Fred Allen, quarterback in Carolina.
And look, as far as the Bears concerned,
sure.
The Bears haven't even got to the Superdome yet, so you two guys don't know what you're talking about.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, really. Listen them to the forest where the Bears at when they lose. Let them sleep in the forest with the Bears.
I think we got Bears in the swamp here, don't we? We can just send them to the swamp.
Yeah, send them to the swamp.
There it is. All right. Uptown Ruler, as always, I appreciate the phone call. I know you would. 800-998-1003. Let's take a look at some of these responses here. It's funny, again, some of the questions that we're throwing out there. Obviously, tomorrow is the college football playoff semifinals. Who you got? Clemson, Notre Dame. Right now, 57% picking Clemson, 43% picking Notre Dame. Alabama, Oklahoma, 79% going with Alabama, 21% going for Oklahoma. Who you got and why? Feel free. Call in, tweet, be a part of the poll. Also, on ESPN Radio NOLA, records and incentives. How important is that? Let's delve a little bit into this here before the bottom of the hour here. There's some players that can stand to make some money, right? Alex Okafor, he gets one more sack. He gets $400,000. Cam Jordan can make $1 million if he gets five sacks, essentially. Drew Brees, we talked about the individual accolades here. 8 yards from 4,000. Alvin Kamara can pass Dalton Hilliard for most touchdowns in the season. Mark Ingram can get closer. Deuce McAllister on total yards. He can pass him up with a touchdown. Michael Thomas needs, 28 yards, something like that, for him to do, to have a mark all of his own as well. So, 23 yards behind Joe Horn's franchise record of 1399. He has 1376. So, let's just start here. Do you play the principal characters on offense?
No.
For a series?
No. Especially with the offensive line out, I'm not playing them.
That's my key. If the offensive line was not as banged up, if Armstead's out there, Unger's arm out there, Warford, Pete, and Ramchek, which, by the way, Pete's the only member of the starting five that's not on the, injury report the last 2 weeks, but he's been knocked, he's been nicked up. So if they were there, I might consider it just to get some of these guys incentives because it matters. I mean, money's money. I get it. With you, me, and Jordan playing the role of left tackle and right tackle and center and guard, not that I don't trust Will Clapp, not that I don't trust Cameron Tom, not that I don't trust whoever the heck else they're going to throw out there, not that I don't trust them. But I'm not putting Drew Brees back there.
Look, players will never say this to the media, but the incentives do mean something to them.
Of course
they can't say it to the media because then it looks like they're selfish. But I think every player, Gus, with the Super Bowl on the line is going to tell you, and they're going to be honest with you, I don't give a damn about the incentive. I want the Super Bowl championship. So I don't think it really means a lot to these guys. Some of them may have already gone to Sean Payton and saying, Coach, I could care less about the incentive. I want to win the Super Bowl. So I don't think any of these incentives really mean that much to these guys.
I mean, look, you have to sign players to play. That's what they did.
Roster
transactions yesterday brought in two offensive tackles to come in. I mean, if you click depth chart on the Saints, it's funny. That's not really, but it is, right? Left tackle is Armstead Bushrod. Will they both hurt?
I think they'll both be inactive, too.
They both hurt. Left guard, Andres Pete. His backup's Cameron Tom.
Yep, he'll play.
Okay, well, Pete's got to play and Tom's got to play. Max Unger, his backup, Cameron Tom. Right guard, Larry Warford. His backup, Cameron Tom. Right tackle, Ryan Ramchek. His backup, Jermon Bushrod. This is why they had to sign two offensive players yesterday. I mean, so you got to bring up people either from practice squad or guys off the street. Drew's not touched. I wouldn't touch the field for 8 yards. Like, seriously, is it that important? He's a Hall of Famer right now, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Slam dunk.
He's a Hall of Famer right now.
Slam dunk.
Do you mean to honestly tell me, well, 13 instead of 12 consecutive seasons of 4,000? You really think that matters? Like, where are you even going to read that or write that or, you know, say it out loud in the speech? I mean, it's just silly to me. It's no point whatsoever, man. Now,
It would be a different story if you had, the number one seed on the line, so you had to play. But I just don't see it, Gus. I can't see. I'll be honest with you. I could see a scenario where none of the starting offensive linemen play on Sunday. I could see where Cameron Tom starts at center, Will Clapp starts at guard, the two guys they signed off the street starts at tackle, and maybe they sign another guard so that they can rest the entire offensive line. But the bottom line is you've got to get these guys healthy. Because yeah. if Breeze starts seeing a lot of pressure in the playoffs, that's where I think the trouble starts for the Saints.
Well, here we go. It was the Bears, and now Jordan the intern. What do we have? Was it Bleacher Report? Now it's their turn?
Yes, it's Bleacher Report. The Seahawks shouldn't have had a bad year, or should have had a bad year. Instead, they broke all of the NFL modern rules and became one of the most dangerous teams in the NFL.
Yeah, they are. I mean again, I'm taking phone calls. Who else is dangerous? Apparently the Saints are. They can go 14-2. But everyone else that, by the way, y'all are mentioning wild card teams.
Yes.
Other than the Bears.
It's happened before.
Okay, all right. Now you're right.
Packers both came out to succeed.
You know what? Why play the divisional round game?
Do you think we should just forfeit?
Why even? I mean, seriously, why even go? Go plan something. Go do something. Saints are going to lose. Are going to lose the divisional round game, they're not even going to get to the NFC Championship game.
If you want to win the Super Bowl.
Why even play?
If you want to win the Super
Can't
Bowl.
Can't beat the Seahawks. Won't beat the Cowboys. Vikings. I mean, throw them all
the
in
Cowboys.
There.
If you want to win the Super Bowl, the first game that the Saints play in the playoffs, you better see them get out in front and put them away early and not let them hang around.
The Graf chiming in. Dear Reaper, we have got to be the luckiest and worst 13-2 team in the history of the NFL. That's all I'm saying. It's incredible. So
he just misses calling me the Reaper.
Oh, here's my thing. I mean, you're trying to convince me that when the Saints cause a turnover or make a play on defense, it's luck. When the Bears, Seahawks, or Cowboys do it, they're talented.
I'm not saying it's luck.
And that's the reason they can win the Super Bowl.
All I'm saying is that it takes one game where that turnover doesn't happen.
I can say the same thing for the Bears, huh?
Yes, you can.
If Akeem Hicks and Khalil Mack don't get to Drew Brees, then what, Reaper?
My point is the Saints need to stop being behind in the fourth quarter. They need to stop being in a close game in the fourth quarter and start putting people away again.
Jay Hargrave, a.k.a. worst 13-2 team in NFL history.
Tell Graf to sit tight because I haven't gotten to Alvin Gentry yet.
Watch out for them Vikings also.
You know what? I'm going to go order some Couchon Delay fries. When we come back, you can have at it. You can have Alvin Gentry.
Oh.
Go at it.
I'm getting started.
Sports Hangover is next on ESPN New
Orleans. I'm open. I can shoot a three.
Looking for a truck with attitude? Check out the Ram 1500 SLT Crew Cab 4x4 with over $11,000 off MSRP at the Big Finish event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Test drive today and you'll see why more people are switching to Ram than ever before. WAC excludes TTNL. Chrysler Capital Incentive must finance through Chrysler Capital. Non-prime bonus for 620 or below Beacon score. Truck owner Conquest must own competitor truck. Prices good on listed stock number only and good through 1-3-2019.
Is it time for new carpet? Don't pay retail. New Orleans Flooring has partnered with Dalton Carpet Mill to bring you carpet straight from the source. 30-ounce FHA solution dyed carpet for 79 cents a square foot. 50-ounce first quality solution dyed carpet, only $1.50 per square foot. Keep your rentals in top shape and your home comfortable with better priced carpet from New Orleans Flooring Distributors. For the best priced carpet, call 504-249-6394. That's 504-249-6394. Or visit on LNA Road off Airline in Metairie. Online at NOLAFlooring.com.
You Bet Your Boots footwear store has been in business since 1979. Looking to gift boots this holiday season? Their best sellers are the Irish Setter, Two Harbors, and Marshall series. You Bet Your Boots also carries Red Wing, Irish Setter, Works, and Dan Post. Do you have foot, knee, or back pain? Try their corrective insoles and footwear by Spenco, focusing mainly on the working man. They can also accommodate a casual fit in their Dan Post line. So shop until you drop at Bet Your Boots on Bayou Gardens Boulevard for discounts between 15 and 20%.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Louisiana is more than just a place to visit. It's our way of life, and that means being outdoors. Join the nearly 2 million people who camp, bike, paddle, and hike our state parks last year, as we invite you to do the same. Every corner of Louisiana has something to offer, from the world-class fishing at Toledo Bend to paddling at Fontainebleau to exploring the ancient mounds at Poverty Point World Heritage Site. So fill up your car and staycation right here in our home, Louisiana.
Sponsored by Louisiana Office of Tourism.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal Cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online, oldsaint.com.
Vision Communications, in partnership with Franks, ESPN 100.3 FM, KLEB 1600 AM, LaRose Civic Center, and the Lafourche Gazette, is currently collecting non-perishable food items until December 31st. Look for our special collection bins at Franks Supermarket, the LaRose Civic Center, and Vision Communications. Even a small donation can go a long way toward feeding the needy right here in Lafourche. Vision Communications is a proud sponsor for our annual food drive because Vision cares.
As a recipient of a prize from Coastal Broadcasting of LaRose Incorporated, also known as KLRZ 100.3 FM ESPN New Orleans, you are responsible for applicable taxes and our licensing fees. You're not responsible if a prize is damaged or breaks, an event is canceled, or business closes. When mailing prizes, our station is not responsible for prizes that are damaged or lost. One winner per household for 30 days. Winner must have a picture ID and must pick up the prize within 30 days. You can pick up most prizes at our studio office, 11603 Highway 308, LaRose. Thank you for listening.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover, 132 Royal Street. You have convinced me to go to Couchon de Les Fries route. Right?
It's been a while. You were kind of behaving with the wrap, with the chicken Caesar wrap.
I was doing that.
Next time Raphael's here, I am going to do the pork chop for you guys and let y'all split one. And then you can still have your couscous after that.
Sounds good. We'll do that as well. How many taps, by the way?
54 taps. One is a beat of root beer. One is Dixie beer for the Bensons. And the rest are 52 craft taps.
52 taps of craft beer.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of other places that have that around here. Honestly.
I don't. I think there may be one other place that can be close or maybe even have more than us.
Right.
But I'm not 100% sure if they're still there. But
52. That's a
lot. I'll be honest with you. I never thought I'd say these. I could use more taps.
Really?
There's so many craft beers out there today, Gus. It's unbelievable.
It is.
Chapatoulas is becoming a row, a brewery row.
I told Jordan the intern, there's like a beer tour. I know Matt Moscona and them did it a little bit earlier in the spring as well. You can do beer tours.
Yeah.
North Shore, the Beat Up, Chops, do all that stuff.
Zach Street's Port of Orleans is over in that area, too.
Are we going to be doing the beer tour soon?
No, you cannot do the beer
tour.
He's got some energy now. I know what you are asking. You can't get on the beer tour bus.
He's got some energy
I just want to be there with you guys.
Did you notice that, huh?
Man,
he didn't tie anything on that one.
I didn't want any beer.
Got some energy over there.
I want to spend time with you.
That's what it is.
Good cover. Good recovery.
On the beer bus, huh?
Yeah.
That's it.
Good old time with my buddies.
Okay. You know what?
Play some Rebecca Black. You too have a
blast. Watch some sports. Sit back.
Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, Mr. NBA himself. In the aftermath of LeBron James's public comments on the possibility of Anthony Davis joining James with the Lakers, the NBA sent a memo today. Teams that warned of consequences for orchestrated tampering campaigns of players under contract elsewhere. ESPN obtained the memo Friday morning, and it seemed to allude to James and Sinera, saying employment contracts are to be respected and conduct that interferes with contractual employment relationships is prohibited. The memo continues. This principle is particularly important in today's media environment, where any actions or comments relating to potential player movements receive immediate and widespread public attention. Teams should be entitled to focus their efforts on the competition this season with the players they have under contract without having to divert attention or resources to conduct or speculation regarding the potential destinations of those players in future seasons once their contracts expire. Several market managers, small market managers, told ESPN last week per Wojnarowski, they were really ticked off by LeBron James's comments, reached out to GM Del Demps, expressed dismay, contacted the league, said they got to do something about it. So this is the league saying, I hear you. What can you do about it, right? At the end of the day, when it comes to that.
That's not considered the stern warning.
Look, am I to believe that him answering a question about how much fun it would be to play with Anthony Davis is going to make Anthony Davis all of a sudden go, oh, you know what,
But
they share the same management.
I know what
you're
saying.
But all of these players, okay, here's the thing. The players in that would do this are the players that probably would play on the Olympic team, right?
Right.
They know each other.
Right.
They
and
have
all I had
their
to do
numbers.
Pick up the phone,
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, stop it. I mean, they might have think that. I mean, we heard when the team got Boogie, AD say on the court,
right
after games, during games, they would talk about it. So it happens, and it's happening.
I get it, but how hard would it have been for LeBron James to just tell a reporter, "Look, you know, I can't comment on that,"
man, I just,
and let it go?
He just said, "How cool would it be to play with him?" Of course he'd be, and he said, "Duh, he's great. He's a great player." I don't think it was tampering. Now I'm wrong on this for a lot of people. A lot of people feel it was tampering that he said it, but I like what the memo says as we bring in Travis to the conversation. The memo says, in this day and age, and it is, it gets picked up, it's tweeted, it's put out there. Next thing you know, there's a picture
of
the Lakers-Pels game. They're next to each other. And it does. And all of a sudden, guess what? Our show's talking about it, screaming about it. It is. All because he said, of course I'd like to play with him. He's good. And that's a, you know. But to your point, there's some things that probably shouldn't be answered when your wife asks. That you know better than to say yes or no, right?
Yes.
Or to tell the truth in certain things. Travis, what you got, man?
I'm a really big LeBron James fan. And if we're going to talk about that tampering, half the league has been tampering for years. If that's
right.
It's LeBron talking about Anthony Davis, and now everybody wants to be in a panic. But, I mean, this is what LeBron does. He said it in the interview. He said it, asked me would I like to play with Luka Doncic. I like to play with him too. You know, you wouldn't want another star player when this league and your legacy is all about championships. I don't understand how you can remotely come close to actually telling LeBron, hey, tamper, because you want to play with a once in a generation talent. That's ridiculous. That is beyond ridiculous, honestly. I mean, I'm pretty sure if you ask Anthony Davis, he'd like to play with LeBron.
Well, LeBron, he's going to say absolutely, exactly right.
Yeah,
no, that's what I'm saying. It's different. I think it would have been different, Jay and Travis, if he would have said something like, hey, look, I hear you, man. Look, we got some pieces that maybe they could use, you know, and look, I know, I think we could win now. Maybe we're in a better position than they are. That absolutely
that's
is tampering. Yeah. He's just said he's a good player, like to play with him, you know.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, this goes around the league all the time. I don't understand. I mean, before they were talking about Carmelo Anthony from Houston at one point. And they were asking, what are the rumors are you guys to be Carmelo? I think he'd be a good, he'd be a good asset to this. And even though he was a free agent, is it that tampering? Because, I mean, hey, other teams were talking about signing Carmelo Anthony too. Carmelo Anthony was still in contract talks with OK City at the time. You know, are we really going this far to try to prevent LeBron James from getting another player? Like, are we really going this way? Like, really, really, people, really?
Travis, I don't think it was as much of them coming down on LeBron as they had to say something because they had to stop it. Because if nothing's done about it, then what if Russell Westbrook and Paul George are talking about James Harden coming back to OKC, and then it just doesn't stop? They had to stop it. And probably there was a phone call placed to LeBron saying, look, man, we know you all do this on your own time, but just don't do it in the public. And I think that's just what they're trying to do, is keep it out of the media and keeping the media from reporting on it. And as Gus said, we're talking about it, other shows are talking about it, and it just doesn't stop.
But, I mean, was this, my question to you guys, was the talk happening before this? Like, there's a reason why LeBron James was asked the questions ahead of time. Like, there's talk of things, and there's talking rumors all the time. It's going to happen through the season. It's going to happen in the off season. Super LeBron James, they're going to ask him questions. There's going to be, I'm more than sure there's going to be a rumor that's going to come out maybe in a month or a month and a half, and we're going to be talking about, oh, now LeBron James is talking about that. And somebody's going to go to LeBron. So LeBron, how do you feel like playing with XYZ player? That's part of basketball. It's part of talk. I mean, I don't get it. I really don't. I think GMs just really were really uptight about it, and I feel like they're just scared. And all small market teams, I'm more than sure with all the small market teams who called the NBA commission and say, hey, we got to put a stop to this. Because no large market team is actually even going to care what LeBron James has to say.
He is. Travis, man, appreciate the phone call, man. Have a happy and good holiday so far, and we'll see. You know, happy New Year's as well. Have a good weekend, bud. Good comments.
It is, but I think a lot of it, you know, Gus, I think it's, you know, you're in a gotcha media today where people are asking questions, and I don't think it was as much as LeBron's fault. That's why I said.
You remember last Friday we played Gentry's comments, and you heard the female reporter, and then the guy right after go, well, no, we want you to speculate. We want you to.
Yeah, because they're trying to say, look, I've got a story.
We want your opinion.
And they're trying to make a name for themselves, because if a reporter comes away with a comment that a player didn't want to say, then they make a name for themselves by getting their story out there.
Let's hit the break where we come back. Breaking news. Head coach Sean Payton has announced who is starting the game on Sunday. By the way,
more breaking news.
We have a score update in the Music City Bowl where the Titans play over in Nashville. I think Auburn's going for 100.
They may get over 100. They may clear 100 by third quarter.
Yes. 34-7.
It was 42-7 now.
42-7 in the second quarter.
Yes, and I think there's still 10 minutes left. 12:29 left in the second quarter.
We'll be back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Hey, this is Jordy Collada and T-Bob Hebert. Make sure and tune in every weekday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. to Off the Bench.
Live and local, whether it's Saints, Pelicans, Tigers, we got it all on 100.3 ESPN.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
New Orleans Pelicans basketball. Do it big.
Lob for the rim. One-hand alley-oop. Smashed down by Anthony Davis.
No, he didn't.
Picks it up, shoots for three.
Good, good, good. Drew Holiday.
Hi, this is Sean Kelly. Join John DeShazer and me as the Pelicans take on the Minnesota Timberwolves Monday at 7
on ESPN Radio, New Orleans.
Sí, very intrigued by the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
If you like our show, go find Slate, because I can't believe somebody wasted their time. And not only somebody, that guy, the guy who was like a writer for The Office and created Parks and Rec, to waste that many words writing about our show.
Headline, though, probably a little too short. You know what could have made it longer? My name being included
in
it.
I felt bad about that part.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Welcome back to Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap, 132 Royal Street. The breaking news, shockingly, Sean Payton has announced Teddy Bridgewater will be your starting quarterback on Sunday against the Carolina Panthers. I told you. No one wants to ever believe me.
It wouldn't have surprised me if they would have started Taysom Hill.
What? Starting Taysom Hill? You're starting Teddy.
You should.
Taysom might play. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think Taysom will get a series or so, but I'm not. I wasn't sure they wanted to drive the asking price up for
Teddy. A lot of people say that. Don't play him. If he hadn't played, never plays, guess what? He's still going to drive up.
Yeah, he's still going to get a
There's
good.
So many
he's going to get a lot of offers.
Quarterback right now, Mike Triplett, ESPN.com, tweeting us his first start, by the way, since 2015 when he was with the Vikings. And, yes, as everyone expects, as Jay just said it, it's an audition for one of the NFL's top free agent markets. Look, you saw or you heard earlier Rafael Esparza say, at, you know, with Oregon's quarterback coming back, there's not going to be many answers. There's no Baker Mayfields and, you know, Josh Allen's and Darnold's and stuff like that.
Right.
Look, here's the thing. I look at it from a different perspective. I look at it as I want to know what I do have. I got first dibs. Let's be honest.
Yeah, you would believe.
You got first dibs. The teams that are calling you aren't winning right now.
Maybe right? Jacksonville.
I hear you. I think they got some locker room issues in there.
I can agree with that.
So I got first dibs. I also got a Hall of Fame quarterback that he's learning from and things of that nature. I think if the Saints win it all, Drew Brees comes back. Because I do think Drew makes his decision and decides and says what's up before free agency starts. He has to.
Yeah.
Okay? Out of respect for the he would do that. That's not who he is. He comes out and says, you know what, this is my last year of my contract, this is it. I could see him do that. But play out next year, see if he can win another one. If they win Sunday, they're 14-2. Right now, he's not playing, he's done. His season has ended. He orchestrated a 13-2 season. That's a pretty good team. Now, to your point, things went their way, they made plays on defense. They got banged up on the O-line. Some of these guys might get better. They might get a little stronger. The defense might improve. They're not going anywhere next year.
No, they'll be right there.
It's a tough schedule. You're at Chicago next year. You're at the Rams next year. You're at Seattle next year. But, hey, that guy is uber competitive. I think I can't see him walking away, right, to go play. I know he wants to play that, but there's no way that guy walks away next year and he sees a team that goes, man, we could still win another one. Or what if we can't? Plus, he has another year in his contract. So if he's healthy and he feels fine, he can say this. And he does the tour, right? You know, when he goes to the stadiums and stuff like that. And that's the thing. And it allows you to understand that. Now, if that's the case, I'm Teddy. I won the lottery. I got an innovative head coach as an offensive coordinator.
Yep.
I got a young defense that's going to be better. It's not done. It hadn't peaked yet. I got weapons on offense. I got a good run game behind me. Whether Mark Ingram comes back or not, I think
he will.
He probably will, right?
Again, I agree.
Because you can, again, look, winning one separates you from winning none.
Right.
A lot of players never won one.
See Dan
you
Marino.
You win two, you've done well. You win three, we're talking different stratus, man. We're talking different status. And if you don't think that Mark Ingram's sitting there go, okay, can I go get $5 million somewhere or get my four that I got to get a four and a half or and stay here and win another ring and do that? Plus, the fact that he's a big brother to Alvin Kamara and all of those things, I think that matters.
as to why the Saints make a legit effort to keep him. I think Tre'Quan Smith will get better. Who knows what else happens with Doral, Kirkwood? Do they bring in another guy in offense? I mean, you know, the guy they got from Chicago that we thought was going to be pretty good. Can he play next year? Because it looks like he maybe wasn't healthy this year. So they're not going to be worse. So if I'm Teddy Bridgewater, yes, I have to sit another year. If Breeze is healthy all next year. But I could also maybe be a Foles. You know, what if Drew doesn't finish next year? And I can do that. At worst, that's my team in two seasons. Now, again, does he want to wait? Does he want to start? That's the thing. But, dude, you look at Twitter right now on the timeline, and everyone's like, how much is he going to make now next year? You know, and all this nature. So,
2 points with Drew. One, when did the Saints win the Super Bowl? 2009. When? What year is it right now? 2018. Yep. It's been 9 years and you haven't won another one. In Drew's mind, he's also sitting there in 2010 saying, we got a good shot at going back and repeating. It's taken you 9 years and you still haven't gotten that second one. So there's no guarantee, even if you win it this year, you're going to win it the following year. Here's the biggest point, and I keep going back to this, and people are ignoring it, and it's the biggest factor. When Drew comes home and his kids are sitting there saying, Dad, we want to go play ball. Sorry, kids, I got to break down film on Carolina. Can't do it. Drew wants to coach his kids. I think he's already made the decision that if he wins the Super Bowl this year, he walks. He's not coming back. I don't think a farewell tour is worth a whole lot to Drew Brees. I don't think that's his makeup. I think Drew is the type of person that'll do it like John Elway. I won the Super Bowl, got my second one. I'm going to coach my kids. Good luck, guys. Hope y'all can win it next year with Teddy Bridgewater. So, yeah, I am not in the boat of, I think if they win the Super Bowl, Drew's coming back next year. I think he walks away.
Willie Rofe, Hall of Famer, liking the tweets that asks, what do you want to see? And right now, 51% is just walk away healthy.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
By the way, just an interesting caveat here. We're watching in front of us the Auburn-Purdue game, and Joe and the intern is pointing at an astonishing stat right now.
So for Auburn, the time of possession is 4 minutes and 59 seconds, and they have 42 points.
Right.
To produce 13 minutes and 13 seconds.
13 minutes, 7 points. 4 minutes, 42 points for Auburn.
Something's wrong because it's been about 6 minutes in this game and Auburn hasn't scored. But they're about to.
Well, it's third and goal at the 6-yard line.
Yeah, they're about to.
Yeah. Little end around.
There it is.
Touchdown. Oh, my God. It is now
48, pending the point.
48, about to be 49-7, and the band continues to play.
5:36.
For the Auburn Tigers.
This is a woodshed game.
What about that speed difference between the SEC and the rest of the conference?
It looks to be taking effect right at this point.
Let me ask you this. We only got a few minutes here before the top of the hour, and I'll bring this up because this is what a lot of people have been saying this week to me. This is LSU-UCF. Here's my only issue with this. Do they have off-the-bus better athletes? Of course they do. I'm not saying that at all. But other than Georgia, man, SLU, when they lined up. I mean, I'm just saying, show me where most of the season this LSU offense gets on the field and just starts putting up points like a pinball machine.
I think if they're going
to. You get
to,
what I'm getting at?
You know, I know what it is, but you look, this is speed here. This is a speed difference.
I hear you. But also, Gus Malzahn's offense is a hell of a lot different than what LSU's offense is this year.
If you're LSU and UCF, the speed difference is not going to be as drastic as it is in this game. But I think the power running game that LSU is capable of doing.
Wouldn't you also say, not to interrupt you, sorry, but to your point, though, I mean, Auburn was one of the most disappointing teams this year.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Probably number 6 in the SEC.
Yeah.
I mean, they were expected to be number 2 in the West.
Yeah, I mean, they started, what, top 5, top 10?
Yes.
I mean, they were for sure supposed to be, their offense, that's what they're known for.
I think if LSU dominates UCF, it's going to be that power running game that Les Miles did. You got to take a page out of Les Miles' book.
Oklahoma, Alabama tomorrow is a 14-point favorite for the Crimson Tide. That's the late game, starts at 7. 3 o'clock is Notre Dame, Clemson, in Dallas, Fort Worth. Over in Jerry World, 13-point. Of the two games, top of your head, which are you looking forward to watching the most?
I think Clemson and Notre Dame.
See,
I think it's going to be a closer game.
I want to see a stomping and a beating by Alabama.
I think that will happen.
But and you know what? It's not that I hate LSU. No. Tua was the best player in college football.
Right.
And ESPN and everybody else made this. I'm not saying what Murray did. The Big 12 has zero defense. Zero. Like, that was a point that people said as to why you might lose it. His own team has no defense. Tua sat second halves and fourth quarters in the SEC.
I was shocked when that came out.
I'm baffled. I'm baffled.
I was stunned. I thought baffled. I misread something when I saw
Alabama
he won
is going
Heisman.
To prove a point.
I think so.
Tomorrow night.
I really do. I think they will.
I think they're going to prove a point.
I could see them putting, I could see a score
they're
being similar to this.
They're not stopping Alabama's offense.
No. I that's why I asked Raphael. I would literally take a prop that says Oklahoma cannot stop Alabama on
that's
one
not
possession.
Happening. Sports Hangover continues next hour three live from Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap on ESPN New Orleans next. Maybe then I'll be.